Most of the stories you hear about wild fish involve their disappearance, usually because of overfishing. Now for a fish tale that's more upbeat. Marine biologists working in the Pacific Ocean say they found a tasty deep-sea fish that is unexpectedly thriving. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
If a rock were to fall out of the sky onto a random part of the Earth, odds are good that it would plunk into the ocean, sink for at least 2 miles, and then settle into a seemingly endless mud flat called the abyssal plain. Marine biologist David Black of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography says the abyssal plain is at once the most common and least studied habitat in the world.
About 50% of the Earth's surface is made up of these big flat plains of mud. We know so little about it.
It's pitch black down there in the mud flats and very, very cold. But there's plenty of life, including lots of weird-looking fish. Boris Worm, a marine biologist at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Canada, says the weirdest fish of all is the one they call the rat tail.
They have a huge head, a big mouth with which they can engulf their prey, and then the rest of their body is a long tapering tail. They look at the cross between a snake and a frog and some alien creature.
David Black of Scripps is part of a team that's been counting rat tails for 15 years now, about 200 miles off the California coast. Basically, he rides around in a research boat that tows a sled across the mudflats, 13,000 feet below him. The sled is equipped with a spotlight and an underwater camera.
It takes photographs every couple of seconds, so we end up with a strip of images about 1,500 meters long. And it's using those images to count the fish swimming above the seafloor.
Black says the rat tails barely notice the sled. Some swim straight into the camera. These collisions have seemed a bit more common in recent years, he says. That hunch was confirmed when he went back and reviewed his records.
And sure enough, there was this long-term increase in the numbers of fish, followed by a pretty rapid increase towards the end of the time series. We were very excited about that.
Black was excited because deep-sea fish stocks aren't supposed to grow this quickly. Rat tails, in particular, are notoriously slow to reproduce. Black's team says it's not sure what sparked the rat tail boom. Boris Worm says that's not surprising, given how little we know about the abyssal plain.
This is really the first long-term look that anybody had at the abyssal plains that I'm aware of. And so it's like looking at the back of the moon for the first time. Everything is a discovery, basically.
Worm says scientists may not have much time to make sense of this discovery, partly because the rat tail is a fish that people like to eat. In restaurants, they're known as grenadier. They taste a lot like cod. Fishermen have already wiped out rat tails living in the relatively shallow mudflats found in the Atlantic Ocean. Biologist Boris Worm says these fish should be safer in the deeper waters of the Pacific, but he also says he's been wrong before.
I thought jellyfish were safe. I thought sea cucumbers were safe. I thought sea urchins were safe. But we seem to be incredibly inventive in finding new resources and exploiting them very quickly.
David Black of Scripps says he's yet to turn up evidence of fishing in his study area, but he has seen lots of beer cans sticking up out of the mud. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.